it's a little change topic. We'll make it into my skirt so that, you know, everybody dressed. So I bought this, like, long skirt from this girl who sells, you know, things from India. And she's doing it, like, half for her profit and half for helping out her grandmother's orphanage that they are running. Wow. And so that skirt was, like, 25 to buy. And then it, like, had a slight rip in it, so she made it 15. So I bought it. I was like, it's nice. And it has a lot of fabric, so I figured I can, like, alter it and change it. So what I wanted to do with it, I was like, well, I could make either, like, a pillowcase out of it, because it's a nice little, like, cushion that I can have, or I kind of actually wanted it as, like a sundress, where it would leave, like this on top.
Oh,
yeah, and then it would kind of, like, fit, like, here, but it's hard to make it that way. So then I was like, well, and then, so I was trying to ask my grandmother for help, and I asked her, and she ended up just getting it shortened, which was not what I wanted to get done. So I took it all apart, and luckily I still have enough fabric left over to make it, but it would have to be now in two pieces. So now I'm like, well, maybe I'll just make a separate skirt that I can wear, and a separate, like, tube top kind of thing. So I'm working on it. I don't know, I haven't decided. I could still make it into a sundress, though. It would just be two pieces, and I would just have to connect it here, which isn't a problem, because I would have had to, like, cut it a little bit to make it fit here anyway. So it would be interesting, but anyway, in any case.
I need to go down to Joanne's sometime.
I don't know where that is.
It's in Robinson Town Center.
Buy it a few times on the bus. And
get anything.
Really?
Anything.
Okay.
There's a Sam's Club, there's Best Buy, Cop USA, PetSmart, two different ski shops. There's a whole mall. There's everything. Joanne's, which is the, that bubble over. I need to get a button for one of my shirts, and I need to get thread for my pajamas, which I'm a giant for.
Okay.
It's okay, but at home when I'm wearing pajamas, it's a giant bowl. I like them really comfortable. But, you know, if someone visits me, then I have to go change. You guys come over, I have to go change. And there's... we have a lot of people in our room.
People in your room?
Yeah. I mean just friends who come visit. Yeah.
I'm sure.
I respect that you guys are going to go work. You do not have trouble?
emergency energy recall or whatever. It just makes you, like, need to high alert. So it does stimulate your brain to be on more alert. So for the first few days, you'll feel caffeine withdrawal for soul, so you'll get headaches and you'll feel lethargic and all that. And then afterwards, you might, you know.
I mean, I will go by without caffeine, without drinking my tea in the morning. Mm-hmm. I would wake up too late.
You're always late, Robert.
I am always late. As everybody here knows. Or I'll forget my cup on my table. I've done that a lot of times. You can't drink tea after it's been so cold all day.
Mm-hmm.
Too much stuff comes out of those. It's just the act of making the tea.
It's like a little ceremony in your mornings.
It's something to do first thing in the morning besides, you know, wake up, brush your teeth, wash your face, mm-hmm. and get dressed, get out of my pajamas and hold it.
I think they taste the same. I was so happy when I found them. One girl who spoke really good English and was Chinese, like fluent in both Chinese and not. So I was like, perfect, this girl speaks English, I can talk to her. So I was like, do you know where they would sell, you know, the bubbles from, like, the tapioca pearls from bubble tea? And she thought I meant bubble tea, so she told me a story, and I was like, no, I don't need bubble tea, I want, like, the actual just pearls so I can make them at my own time later. She's like, oh, I don't know. And then we just walked down a little bit more, and we, like, went to the bakery, and then we went to, over spring break. And then, yeah. I was there twice, and we went to the grocery store, and then I found that they were, like, right by the doorway. It was, like, awesome. I walk in, and I'm looking for this stuff, and I just, I walk in, I turn and look to my right, and there they are, this, like, little, like, thing, and they're, like, stacked up, and there's a lot of them, and I just see tapioca pearls, and it says ready in 5 minutes, and I was, like, perfect. Well, I don't go to the Ship District, remember? I don't have a car.
No.
I stay within the Oakland Squirrel Hill radius. It's easier on my life. So that's what I bought them. And I was like, sweet. And then I tried it that night, and I was like, oh, this is actually good. And we were going back the next day, because my friend Victoria was staying with me for break. And so she's never been to New York City, because she's from Chicago, so she's like, New York, you know, I'm from a city. But I was like, you need to come, and she wasn't doing anything for spring break besides going to see her brother the later half. So I was like, why don't you come home with me? I was like, I would love to have you come, you know, stay at my house. You're more than welcome to. Just come see New York with me, because I'm right there. So she's like, okay, let me ask, you know, I asked my parents, and we worked it out. And so we both flew home on Saturday night, and we went out to dinner. We got lobster and little neck clams. It was the most, and she got king crabs. My parents took us out to dinner. It was so fabulous. It was so good. I was like, oh, I had two lobsters. V was looking at me like, are you, like, you can eat? Well, one and a half. I ordered two, and I ended up buying two, but it ate, like, one and a half. And a dozen little neck clams. And half a baked potato. But it was good. I liked it. I was so missing seafood.
You eat lobsters the correct way.
What do you mean the correct way?
You get
A whole lobster steamed, and you break it apart, and you start with the tail. Yep. And you start with the tail. Well, ours is already pre-cut down the center.
Oh, no, that's a cheating.
Okay. Explain to me how to eat a lobster.
You
can also break it in half.
Well, no, I mean, if you break off the tail first, and then take out the center part of the very tip of the tail.
Okay. The sharp one?
They have around five.
Uh-huh.
There's like two on each side.
Okay.
You take off that one, it leaves a little hole.
Mm-hmm.
You just plug if you move it out straight, you push your fork in,
uh-huh.
and the entire thing will just come right up.
Okay. We do it another way where you just turn, you take off the tail, and then, well, this restaurant served it so that the bottom was cut already, so you can just break it open. But we can, when we eat it, we can break